From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize the Middle East region, despite differences on the best way forward. President Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council opened the one-day summit Thursday with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. The U.S. is pressing for a greater focus on political solutions and less on sectarian fighting, especially in states like Yemen and Syria. However, some Gulf states, such as Saudi Arabia, view sectarian violence as the top security threat. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that efforts to stem the tide of migrants seeking the shores of Europe are working. He spoke at a press conference with the Turkish Foreign Affairs Minister in Ankara. He said that the effort is making a difference and that the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea is going down significantly. His comments come as a UN refugee agency confirmed reports that up to 500 people may have lost their lives in an overcrowded boat sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean Sea between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
They were being transferred by the smugglers who were in command of their boat to a larger vessel that was already carrying hundreds of people. And while they were doing this in the middle of the sea at night, the bigger vessel went down.
Meanwhile, relief groups launched their largest aid delivery yet to Syria Thursday, sending 65 trucks carrying food and medicines to besieged rebel-held town in the country center. That's according to the Red Cross. They will deliver aid to some 120,000 civilians. VOA News. Mitsubishi Motors Corporation Thursday said that its research facilities had been raided by Japan's Transport Ministry. It's investigating the automaker after it admitted that it manipulated fuel economy data. The automaker confirmed the raid at its research center in Nagoya after the ministry Wednesday said it was investigating the company's facilities. A Mitsubishi Motors spokeswoman said that the raid would continue on Friday but declined to give further details. Meanwhile, embattled German automaker Volkswagen looks to have struck a deal with the U.S. authorities over compensation for car owners in its massive engine rigging scandal, according to a newspaper report Thursday. That information sent VW shares soaring on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. The German daily Die Welt reported that VW had agreed to pay 5,000 euros to each owner in the U.S. of a car fitted with a suspect software that skews the emissions of its diesel engine. The Ethiopian government said Wednesday that its troops had surrounded an area in South Sudan where an armed group is suspected of holding 125 children hostage. Ethiopian troops had crossed into South Sudan and surrounded Jor and Kuk, where the children were allegedly being held by Mural tribesmen. The Ethiopian government says at least 208 people have died when the Mural allegedly attacked villages in Ethiopia on Friday. The United Nations Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen will finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait after rebel Houthis agreed to join with assurances the government forces would respect a ceasefire. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The delegations will focus on the implementation of Security Council Resolution 2216. They're expected to develop a framework that paves the way for a peaceful and orderly process based on the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative and the outcomes of the National Dialogue Conference.
World stock markets reached their highest level in almost 5 months Thursday as higher oil prices improved and the euro steadied before a European Central Bank meeting. European shares slipped lower as attention turned to the ECB. The bank is expected to keep rates at record lows but may signal a willingness to ease policy again to boost inflation. The Olympic flame was lit Thursday in an ancient temple in one of the country in Brazil as it was solemnly sent off into international hopes that Brazil's political paralysis will not taint the Rio Games that will start in barely 100 days. The ceremony for the Rio Games will be held as the world was shaken by its crisis there. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.